You just said you painted...
Someone painted
someone
broccoli.
Someone painted broccoli.
Broccoli, to look like meat.
Like the actual green veggie tree.
The veggie tree.
Painted it to look like meat.
Yep. So Brock Lesnar would eat it to make his brain work again.
Oh, okay.
You let me finish. Yeah. You got hung up on the details before the details were finished.
I got hung up on the painting broccoli.
He doesn't eat even meat. He only eats meat. So you had to like trick him into eating greens.
And then I
heard
Brock Lesnar, and I went, what?
So Brock Lesnar made his return to WWE at Money in the Bank on Sunday. Spoiler alert. But he was like smiling and like he was like having a good time, and that's like not Brock Lesnar until he literally beat someone to a pulp, and then he's like and you can see like his visible erection.
That's Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, you know,
invisible erection.
Visible erection.
Oh, visible
erection. It's invisible until he beats someone to a pulp, and then it's visible.
Invisible.
Yeah, it's invisible until then.
He's got a Kevin Bacon dick.
Did you see the remaking Invisible Man?
Halloween.
Really?
Yeah, with the dude that one of the dudes that created Saw. But also has done like a lot of newer movies and stuff. He's directed Lee Winnell.
Is there still any hope of
Kevin Bacon's
movie? Universal Monster
Soldier?
Universe?
Wait,
no, this is they're still shit canning that because fans are terrible and they're like, we don't like this because we don't know why.
But I like that Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I know.
It's fun.
Yeah,
Russell Crowe's in it.
Yeah, it's fucking
being all Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
Lee Winnell's.
One else, yeah. He's one of the guys who created Saw. Which, by the way, did you see who they're teaming up with to make the new Saw series?
Yeah,
I did.
Chris Rock. Yeah, his production company is working with Lionsgate to reboot Saw movies. And I was like, what happened to him? Chris I think he's supposed to be president, right? Like, didn't he want to become president or some nonsense?
That was a movie.
I think that was a like his like
yeah,
he's
that's a movie.
That's his announcement.
Well, Bernie Mac died, and he's not gonna run without my running mate.
It's very true.
He's like, well, fucking now.
He also was an old white dude after he died once.
Wasn't that the same movie?
That was a different movie.
It was a different one?
Yeah. How could those two plots be the same movie?
Well, didn't he died and came back as like a guy running for president?
No, he died and came back as a rich white dude.
Who's running for president?
No, who's just a rich white dude.
I don't remember those movies at all.
What movies are we talking about?
I don't know.
There's a movie called Down to Earth, which is a remake of a movie called Down to Earth, where he...
I like how you said a remake of a movie called Down to Earth.
I think. I don't know. But he was like a up-and-coming, inspired, like wanted to be a comedian. Stretch. But he got killed, and then he came back as a rich white guy. So... he was in an old witch white guy's body, and so he
fell in love with a black girl, right?
The same girl you always kind of love
with.
Yeah,
okay.
And then there's another movie called
Dave, right?
No, different Dave? President movie.
Damn it.
Anyway, there's another president movie where he was like just some random.
What's the one
dude
with Harrison Ford? First Contact?
Yeah, First Contact.
That one. Air Force One, I know.
I was like, wait, Air Force One? I was so confused. It's the one with Steven Seagal. He dies at the beginning, right?
Mm-hmm. Best way to start a movie, if I'm right. Am I right? If he ain't the star, fuck him. Kill him early. That's what I'm saying. If it ain't his movie.
But also, if it's his movie, fuck him. Kill him early.
Was it Booty Tang?
Yeah, it was Booty Tang.
Tippa-tap-tow. Whoop-shah. Wanda Sykes was so fucking funny in that movie.
They actually have an actual time for the movie. For the trailer tomorrow. 6 a.m. for Terminator.
Chris Rock also did an action movie with Hannibal. What's his name?
With Hannibal?
Yeah.
Like Hannibal Buress?
No, Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, yeah. Mads Mikkelsen. Because he played Hannibal Lecter. He's talking about Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, here we go.
No, I got that.
Called Bad Company.
I remember that movie. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He played a street smart hustler guy.
Yeah, it was a terrible movie.
His twin was a CIA operative.
Yeah, it's a terrible movie.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
I watched all the Chris Rock movies back in the day. I played the video game
that had nothing to do with this movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I really wish they would have made the sequel to that.
Dude, right?
You know, Army of Two.
Really? No, fuck that. Fuck
I played
that
one, too.
Fuck
did
that
you
last
play
one,
it,
man.
Did you play it by yourself, or did you play it with somebody?
With somebody.
Oh,
it was so much better with somebody.
Dude. It's the worst fucking because you'd be like down in an area and the fucking your AI would just walk into the line of fire and be like, alright dude, I guess that's that.
That's it, we're gonna have to replay this level again.
Wasn't Bad Company the no. What was the game where Bruce Willis and Jamie Foxx was gonna make a movie version of? You don't remember that? There's an old video game, not old, but like a few years ago now, where it was like two dudes. One in the video game, one had like long hair and a busted nose, and they're like robbing a bank or something like that.
Kane and Lynch?
I think that might be it, actually. But there was.
Really?
At one point, they're going to do Jamie Foxx and Bruce Willis.
Yeah, I think that was Kane and Lynch.
Where it was attached to it, and then the movie just kind of fell apart.
Yeah, because the game kind of fell apart.
No. Yeah. Kane and Lynch Dead Men.
Yeah.
Apparently, if you just search Bruce Willis, Jamie Foxx, that's the first thing that pops up.
Hmm.
Not movie. It's the only time they ever. It's literally like that's what you throw in there.
Yeah, just like
you mean the only time like, they're connected together.
Right away. Like, you can see what I wrote, what I typed in. That's what it came up. I was like,
nice.
Hey, well, it's Kane Lynch.
Way to have my back, though, Google.
It heard you. It overheard you. I'll make this up.
It would have made me look real dumb.
So, nope, Mike is lying.
Mike is a fucking liar. Anyway, what was the name of that Chris Rock president movie?
I couldn't find anything.
Oh, god damn it.
Hold on.
I got it.
Where he said that it was a...
He was running for president in one movie.
Then again, I didn't actually search... Chris Pratt? You want Chris Pratt? Chris Rock. President.
Chris Rock is not...
Head of state?
Head of state, yep.
There you go. Boom. Head of state. 2003.
Dang. I watched all this shit.
When a presidential candidate dies unexpectedly in the middle of a campaign, Washington, D.C. Alderman Maze Gilliam is unexpectedly picked as his replacement. There you go.
I mean, the early 2000s were a dream for his career, huh?
The only thing white is the house. That's the tagline for the movie.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, Down to Earth in 2001. AI, he played the a voice of a mecha comedian.
You're starting too late, dude.
What? No, it's 2000.
You got to go back to 99.
That's no, I'm talking really the early 2000s were a fucking... He played a cameo of himself in Pauly Shore is Dead. Like, yeah. Your career can't get better than that. I mean, unless you're, you know.
Osmosis Jones, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, yeah, Bad Company.
Yeah.
Head of State. I don't remember him being in Paparazzi.
Well, because he was a pizza delivery guy.
Mel Gibson directed that, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, he actually did a short, he narrated something in an ode to Hannibal Burris. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Fuck you, tell me.
Longest Yard. I think I love my wife,
Jen doesn't listen to
Zohan.
This.
I don't remember him in Zohan either.
Taxi Driver.
Oh, yeah. Death at a Funeral. That was a pretty funny movie, actually.
We forgot B-Movie.
Grown Ups.
We forgot B-Movie.
What not B there movie? Yet. Oh, Down There, 2007.
Yeah, it was in B-Movie.
Top 5 was actually really funny. Did you ever see Top 5?
I think so.
That's good. That's a good one. Anyway.
Anyhow.
Oh, he's in Fargo, the TV show.
Everyone's in that goddamn show.
Was I in that show?
I think twice.
Damn.
Congrats, buddy.
Thanks.
Yeah, but it was an like, uncredited role, so you're not getting paid for it.
Still in it.
It was like the back side of your head.
Still in it.
Mike's left foot was in it.
Anyway.
Still in it.
Game of Thrones or John Wick 3? What are you talking about?
Well, I'm going to go by what we've all seen.
Game of Thrones.
So since you've only seen like 3/4 of an episode.
I saw the whole first season, you sack of shit.
Sure you have.
Whole first season.
Anyhow, speaking of John Wick.
3.
Chapter Parabellum. 3. Parabellum. Comes naturally. We are.
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody. Welcome to the show, everybody. And it's official. We are talking about Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Just kidding. We're talking about the thing all of us seen and enjoyed. Well, I think I'm not gonna jump to conclusions. I'm not gonna say we all enjoyed it. Even though spoiler, we all enjoyed it. We're talking about John Wick, Chapter 3, Parabellum. And warning ahead of time, Joe's gonna spoil this. Mike and I are gonna refrain from spoiling anything, but Joe kind of a garbage human.
Yeah. And he's gonna Ian McShane's a big old sack of shit in this movie. He turns his back on Keanu at the end and fucks everything up. You piece of shit, Ian.
But sets up for number four. Die in the
next movie.
Sets up for die in part four. I sets up for number four.
Glorious death of a bullet right to the fucking dome.
I don't think he yes, he did look like he turned his back on him, but I think in
look like motherfucker shot him off a building.
He knew he would survive. He knew
that
he
one was risky.
Bitch,
he had three hard landings on that fall.
He had three hard landings and then the final one. Motherfucker bounced off the ground. He's like, bounce off an awning, bounce off an awning, bounce off the. It's not really an awning because it's part of the building and it's solid, and then slide off, land on the ground, and bounce from the ground.
He knew he would survive. That's why he did it.
He hoped he survived. It's He's like, if you don't survive, thank God. If he doesn't survive, I got to talk my way out of this shit. You
can't beat John Wick.
No shit. Like, you can beat him, but you're going to die.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Like, you can try your hardest.
A good couple of hits in,
Yeah, he's you better hope those hits knock him down enough you can run away where his gun can't get you, or a knife, or a horse, or a motorcycle, or a katana, or a plate glass window, or your own katana.
Or a Frankenstein gun made up of many old guns.
Yeah,
Just anyhow,
so you get one shot. It was anyhow, still awesome, but yeah.
We're going to do our normal.
Nah.
Three favorites and one thing you were surprised by.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I'll go first.
All right.
Wow.
I really like this movie.
Yeah.
My three favorite things. I'm going to go three favorite scenes because... That's how I want to do it. First was the antique shop, where he literally Frankensteins a gun, recalibers a handgun, shoots it once to kill a guy, and then pincushions three unfortunate gentlemen with lots of antique knives, and has one of the most brutal on-screen deaths I've ever seen in any movie in my life.
This one had like eight of them, dude.
A slow fucking plunge of a knife into a gentleman's eye socket and most of his brain.
I thought you were going to say the skull one.
No, that was like tame compared to that fucking shit.
Axe at the dude?
Yeah, at the end.
Or hit the end there? Yeah.
No, that's fine. It's that slow plunge into the fucking eyeball.
Yeah, the fact that you could really
see camera's like,
it was like right here. Zoomed in, dude. Yeah.
They rested the camera on the other cheek and just like, all right, plunge in. This guy's got cancer or something. He's dead anyways.
Yeah. Keanu, you get one kill.
One. This one is going to be kill. It.
This is it.
The rest of the time, you have to fake it.
But this guy has cancer. He's dying anyway.
Yeah. He's cancer and he like.
So he wants to go out in a cool
He
movie.
Killed a school bus full of elderly children, so he deserves it.
No. He just got cancer.
All right, fair enough.
Don't get crazy.
Don't be creepy.
How's that creepy? How's that creepy? He killed elderly children. Just it's keep fine. Going. My second favorite scene was the doggo fights. Because that shit was brutal. And Halle Berry was smoking
dicks
hot.
They
dicks and off. Ribs, dicks and ribs. Like dogs apparently love ribs and sausage because that's all they fucking were fed during that fight. And when Joe and I were talking on the way back, is they wouldn't let go until she commanded them to. And it's just like they would just. I'm like, hey, okay, the ribs. All right, you're gonna get some ribs. They're gonna hold on for a little bit, you know, whatever. Dicks, they're just like chew toying. I'm like, this is gonna rip off. Like, at that point, you just have. A mouthful of dick through pants at that point. You know what I mean? It's like, that's not fun anymore, right? But I do love that whole... As soon as they take down Bronn with Blackwater, which
Game of Thrones,
Joe and
Mike.
I get.
Game of Thrones.
Because he's in the Game of Thrones. It just goes off. But it also brings up the only part I was disappointed in. Until last night, and Tim brought up a very good point. But the scene I'm talking about is when they're going through through the molten room of gold. Nobody got dipped in one of those vats or got gold spilled on them. Tim said, but since, spoiler alert, they're going to go after the high table, one of the things they would do is go back there to stop their distribution of gold coins.
Right.
So that'd be a perfect time for someone to go into that molten.
In the next movie.
Yeah, in number four. My third favorite scene is definitely the gunfight lobby scene in the Continental.
The final one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before he goes upstairs and has ninja fights. The reason I love it is it's fucking brutal, first off, but it's a hell of a twist for it. Like, these dudes come in, you're like, oh, so much fodder, right? And it's perfect because, like, they're just, they're mass soldiers. You can just kill them without, you know, any, oh, they're not characters. Just murder, murder, murder. And then they have bulletproof armor on, and you're like,
Like, high.
Yeah.
High end.
Yeah, yeah,
like, okay, top shelf.
And then just the way he has to maneuver, like, before they, spoiler, get the shotguns with the armor-piercing slugs. But when he goes, starts doing, he starts knocking him down, and he's using the bullets to disorient him, and then gets up, shoves the barrel of his pistol in, like, into the cracks between their helmets and stuff, and just, like...
Yeah, between the helmets and, like, their...
Yeah, and just unloads, like, multiple bullets.
This is that one guy, he lifted the visor up on his helmet and just pop, pop, yeah. in the head twice. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, and the best part is, like, one of those bullets did not go through the helmet, so it's just like, ping, 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 ping on the side, you know?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So that was my favorite scene. My number one surprise was the fact they're doing a fourth one, because I could have easily seen them just ending this with it's three, like, he's made his way out, but, like, the fact they're doing at least another one, oh shit, like, let's do this.
Pure fact that it wasn't even like, oh, they left it open and they we haven't heard.
Could do it.
It's literally like a couple days later. They're like, oh, by the way, we're doing a fourth one.
Yeah, not just that. Like, that movie ends with, like, yeah, they're doing another. Like, they have to be doing it. They can't leave us with this literal cliffhanger, because, like, he's like, no, I'm like, let's go after the table. I was like,
the
all right.
Only thing that I want to make sure they do is just give Keanu like 3 days to just rest up a little bit. You gotta really think. His last, like, week has been pretty shitty.
That's very true. This is all taking place in,
they
like,
need a, the they need a, you know, weeks. Get him on an IV, let him rest for a little bit, get him a good meal, get you some vitamins.
Get him some potatoes.
And then goes, oh, we have a fully rested John Wick. Now you guys are really in trouble.
Yeah.
So those are my, whoever wants to go next, those are mine.
I'll go, because I got tons to talk about. One,
shouldn't you go last then?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm just anxious. I love this movie so much. This is my favorite action movie ever of all time, and it makes John Wick the franchise, like, the best action franchise
easily.
Ever. Yeah. Like, you can't argue with it. Like, a fourth one would have to literally be like the worst movie in the world for it not to still be the coolest fucking franchise of all time. And, like, that's where, like, shit like Die Hard fucked up, because it made a couple shitty ones.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like,
John made a really good one, made a mediocre one, made a really good one, and then a bunch of shit afterwards.
Yeah. So, like, two shitty ones. But, yeah, I love this movie so much. And then I was telling Joe after the movie got out, I'd been to probably realistically, like, hundreds of, like, opening weekend movies through the years. And I've... Lots of those were action movies. Lots of those were violent action movies. I've never heard so many gasps and, like, applause during death scenes during a movie before. Like, there were so many just unexpected, like, oh, that was so much more violent than I thought it was going to be.
Right.
So that was pretty great. But my favorite scenes is the fact, just in general, the first, like, 25 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Like, once...
I called it the Escape from New York.
Yeah, like, it jumps in. You're literally about 30 minutes after the last movie ended, somewhere around there. He's running around. He's on a time crunch. He's trying to get a couple things before everything opens up on him. And then when he's in the library, and my, like, third favorite NBA player is in the movie for some reason, Boban.
Because they needed a giant, gangly white guy.
So that fight scene was super dope. And then you think, oh, that was the first action sequence. Pretty cool. When's the next one? Oh, the next one started right now. And then the next one started. And so there's literally like...
You made the motherfucker bookends.
So there's literally like four action sequences, fight scenes, just back to back to back to back. And for a minute there, you're thinking, like, is literally this whole movie just going to take place in, like, real time of him just fighting people?
Right.
Like, that's what I was thinking for a minute. And I'd in my head, okay, I'm like... When's like the spot in the previews where he's in the desert come up? Because he's not making it out of New York. He's just gonna fucking kill everyone in the city.
That's how the credits roll.
Yeah. So that whole first 20 minutes includes that scene, It includes the horse scene, the like the horse fight scene,
horse where he uses, yeah,
fucker weaponized a horse,
two horses.
Yeah, it was amazing.
That one guy who got it twice.
Oh, dude, like then, I said to him, I was like, the first time I'd lay down. Now you win.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't come back for a second. I'm like, hey, I don't think the first one didn't. Oh, thank you.
Yep. And so, so that one was great because it includes all those different fight scenes, like the antique knife thing. Dude, there's a point where they're just chucking knives at each other, and like some of them are sticking, some of them aren't because they're going so quick.
Right.
It's like, that's.
I just pick and choose that.
I yeah, love that throwing, so like, much
bouncing
more.
Off. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that so much more than if all of them stuck. Because then you're like, he's hitting like the handle off the guy's head and stuff. He's just, you know, at that moment, you're just throwing shit as quick as you can, trying to get the upper hand.
Then he pincushions that one motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
And then dies with like 19 said, knives in him.
As he's walking away, he's got the axe in one hand. He sees the guy get up and he just fucking throws the axe in his head. So good. So that, like, the first 25 minutes of the movie has to be the most action-filled first 20 minutes of a movie, mm-hmm. like, I can remember.
And it's the first time he's killed the same person three times in one fight.
Yeah, right? And then you had the dog scene with Halle Berry when they're fighting their way out of that area.
Was Casablanca.
Amazing. One, Halle Berry. Whew, goddamn.
Smoke show, bro.
Yeah, still got it.
Yeah.
She's killing it. And then the dogs was like a cool added touch because you're like, she's taking out just as many people as John Wick is. And you're like, well, nobody's as badass as John Wick is. So you gave her the added bonus of having two fucking killer dogs with her.
Right.
And it was fucking dope. And there's no hesitation on her part either. Like, you could tell, like, she's a stone cold killer too. So that one was super fun. And then I love all the action sequences, but the final one with the
with the crow,
yeah, with with fucking Iron Chef chairman,
Iron Crow,
Double Dragon Iron Crow.
He said it.
That scene,
Scalvo's brother.
Yeah, that scene was so bad. Both scenes were one where he fights the first two
the
dudes,
the
dudes
from the raid.
Yeah, and they
and Star Wars: The Force Awakens.
They offer their hand to help him up.
Yeah.
Because they just want to fight John Wick. Like, they don't give a fuck about any of, like, the mission or the things. Like, they want to fight John Wick. And they know he's all busted up and fucked up. And they start talking a little bit of shit. And it's like, John Wick's just had, like, the roughest fucking last 2 days, 3 days, whatever it is.
And at one point he chopped his own finger off. So, like, he's still a little bit angry.
Yeah.
But notice it wasn't his trigger finger.
No, of course not.
You would never.
No.
He's like,
these two. So the fact that
these two are on the chopping block, literally.
The fact that they helped him up at one point and then second point let him up so they can keep going.
Yeah.
And because then it just goes back to like the legend of John Wick. Like, we obviously know how badass he is at this point, but we still don't know the things he did to earn this reputation. We're kind of seeing like how he earned it.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that everyone knows. And then he beats them. And he just tells them, I'll be seeing you. And they're both alive, so they just slowly lay back down and close their eyes. Like, oh, yeah, we're dead.
Okay, we're done.
And then they get the Iron Chef chairman. And it's like, in the trailers, I was like, it's the first thing I ever saw him in was Double Dragon. So that's always what I go to. I was like, I love this guy in Double Dragon when I was a kid. I'm so happy he's in, like, a real movie because he's done a ton of, like, B action movies.
Uh-huh.
So, and I've seen a lot of them, and they're all pretty terrible, but he's a badass martial artist, and, like, his
Which
fight scenes
fantastic in this movie.
Are always fun, so I was really excited to see him in a real, real budgeted movie with, like,
He had an actual name.
What was it?
Zero?
Nice.
That's pretty dope.
They probably said it at one point.
Yeah, but, like, you can't tell because there's way too much death going on.
But that fight scene was so great, and again, it goes to... He just wanted to fight. Like, he didn't give a fuck who was hiring him, what was going on. He just wanted to fight John Wick. Everything was leading up to, I want to be the one to kill John Wick.
Yeah.
And even the point where he's at the very end of that fight, where he's got a fucking sword through him, and he's like, hey, John, that was a pretty good fight, huh?
That's so funny.
I'm just going to rest a little bit here. And I'll
catch my breath. I'll catch up with you. And then he just falls over and dies. It's so good. Like all the action sequences were so great, but those ones were amazing. And then the thing that I'm surprised about is, you know, again, spoiler, Ian McShane, we can discuss whether or not he's, you know, still for the good guys or if he was just watching out for himself. We'll figure out in the fourth one. But I really thought this would be the last one, too. I was like, well, how fucking much more are you going to get than the whole world going after John Wick? Like, everyone in the whole secret assassin society.
But now he's going after everyone in the world.
But now, yeah, he's going after the High Table. And then we've, since the second one, learned more and more about the High Table and what exactly they have control over. Mm-hmm. And to have... So him by himself, you would even say it's not going to happen, but you got Morpheus's crew who runs basically the underground in New York, and it's like they're still there. He's super pissed off and he wants to take down High Table, and John Wick is super fucked up. And I love how they ended the movie. He says, "I'm pretty pissed off. What about you?" And John Wick just takes everything he has to lean up, and he just says, yeah. But he says it, you know, like Keanu would, and all yeah. fucked up and angry. And you're like, oh, I feel bad for whoever he's going after next, because the murder is going to get ramped up even yeah. more. And now that if he has a fucking team behind him, we saw how badass he was in this movie if he had, like, one other person helping him out.
And dogs.
And dogs. Or even the...
Oh, concierge.
The concierge dude, too. And it's like, now he's got a team? If he has a team behind him... Oh, the damage he could do. And I'm just all for taking down the High. I don't even know who's on the High Table. The concierge
does have a name.
But I want them all to fucking die.
The concierge?
Yeah. It's not concierge. It's Charon. Charon. I don't realize that actual name. Everyone calls him concierge, right?
But yeah.
Lance Reddick, isn't he? But yeah. I agree.
Nothing bad about the movie either. No gripes about it whatsoever.
Surprises? You're surprised?
This is a surprise again, like they're doing a fourth, but like they set it up perfectly, because even I was super bummed during the movie where he gives up his finger
yeah
for now he has to kill Ian McShane, and I'm like, oh man, I like Winston, I don't want him to die.
until
Winston turns out to be a big old dickbag. I'm like, you should have killed him. But but I was like, I don't want John Wick to like kill Winston and then just be their errand boy again, like he's yeah. too good for that. So in my head I was like, do they go after the High Table now? Is like, is this what this is about? And they take him down in this movie, because in my head I'm trying to figure out how they're gonna take him down in this movie.
Yeah, you're like, and this is an event.
I literally checked my time, I'm like, dude, we got like 20-30 minutes tops, like there's not enough time for this. What are they gonna do?
Because what I was thinking the same thing, but I was like, oh, so this adjuster chick's actually like, she is the High Table, and she's just like pretending, like he's gonna find that out and he's gonna murder her, like bad murder her. But that bitch makes it out, and I was like, no. Well, first off, that doesn't seem right.
Yeah,
because she seems to be,
and she knows that John Wick's
yeah.
gone.
Yeah, you should like, probably murder that, and then, that lady. And then real quick.
Winston says, like, well, how far could he have gotten? That's the one line that makes me think maybe he's still not a dickbag. I don't know. Because the way he said it was like, how far he could have gotten. It's like, you of all motherfucking people would know he can get really fucking far if he needed to. Yeah.
I mean, he got to Casablanca in less than 2 hours.
Yeah. So.
And he got doctor visit.
But yeah, that's my surprise. I really thought a third one, I don't think you can get much bigger than that. But creative enough storytelling to tell you, like, there's one more big mission here. And he's going to take this whole fucking world that they built up very little in the first one, expanded a lot in the second one,
and then even more so the third one.
And now you get this whole, you realize that the reach of this entire like weird underground assassin world, and it's like, oh, so John Wick just has to take it all down. Like,
it's not just a continental like hotel chain. That's not because I was thinking that's like the whole thing, like that's part of it. That's just a thing that the High Table works with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, that's not even, like, part of the whole thing. That's just a tool used by them. You know what I mean? Like, in the different countries and different places. But then you find out, like, the High Table has some crazy dude in the middle of the desert that, like, makes decisions, you know? Like,
the guy who runs everything, I guess?
Yeah,
like, the top of the guy?
I was like, God, this is, like Mike said, like, they just opened this up even more. Like, the second one, it says all these different inner working things, you know?
Yeah, like the blood medallion thing. Yeah, you know, you start learning more rules about everything. And,
yeah. Craziness, I tell you.
But I love the idea of the third one, because you know Halle Berry is in trouble.
Yes.
And I keep saying Morpheus.
Lawrence Fishburne?
Yeah. What's his name in the movie? Can't
can't remember.
The Bowery King?
Yeah.
Yeah, Morpheus is in trouble too. And so now, again, if they give the dude a fucking week to rest up,
been a lot of trouble coming.
You got his crew, and you got Halle Berry and her crazy ass dogs to come help out. Like, the damage they could wreck on them is
going to be. You also got to remember, you got Angelica Houston's group too. What's left of them?
Yeah, she might be pissed too. She might want to. Yeah,
and she's not part of the. She's just working. Again, she's one of the factions working. She's not dead.
They just stabbed her hands.
Yeah, and some of her enforcers died when they came through. But clearly, you saw the training room with all the younger ones, but also the ballerinas all had the tattoos. You realize they're probably part of it too.
Assassins as well.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, she's got a stable. And then she has all those dudes. Like, she got him out of New York, so obviously there's that network as well. She didn't just give him, like, a fucking boat ticket.
Yeah, all these people that, quote-unquote, helped them, and they kind of got pissed and did damage to him, like, they're probably all pissed off at the high tip. So he can get together a pretty gnarly fucking group of people, and then you find out what really the high table has.
It's going to be like Endgame.
It's going to be so fucking good.
So much death.
So much.
The population's going to be like 3.5 million people when the fourth one's done.
They have a counter in that one. It's just going to constantly be on.
It's just a rolling number.
Yeah.
Like, people aren't even dying on screens. It's going.
You're just going to hear screams and death in the background.
Gunfire.
Rolling and rolling and rolling.
Hatchet sounds.
But yeah.
Horse kickings.
Joe?
Global warming decreases because the population decreases.
They're like, the ice caps are reforming.
John Wick is a real-life Thanos. He fucking takes out half the population.
But it's only bad people. He picks and chooses.
Oh, God.
With the end of a gun and lots of bladed things.
No, this movie was fantastic. You guys have pretty much mentioned everything that I could mention as my 1, 2, and 3. The action is absolutely fantastic in this movie. It is action from beginning to end is probably my second favorite thing of this thing. There really aren't any downtimes in it, but even when there are downtimes, it's still fantastic, whether it's something that's funny, like where John finally reaches gets back to the hotel and
to Continental.
It puts his hand down on the stairs, and then him and Iron Chef have to go in there, and he's just sitting there like, fuck. I was so close to killing him, and
so geeked about it.
So geeked about being there with him, and John sits down on the sofa waiting for Winston, and then the Iron Chef just sits right next
like,
to him,
like comes over and sits literally like, right up like next cheek to cheek.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he gets up and sits down cheeks. at the other chair,
and he slides and over
awkward. Like he's so awkwardly geeked about it.
Yeah,
and he's just, I'm a big fan.
So fantastic.
It was so fantastic. But then you, like you said, was it Angelica Houston?
Yeah.
That whole scene with finding out, you know, where John got his training and whatnot,
and where he's actually from.
Where he's actually from was really cool.
Belarus. By the way,
then the whole what was it, the ticket punching system that they had was actually just that cross on the.
Yeah.
Necklace, which was really cool, but then he has to be branded with it
upside down, no less.
Yeah,
so it basically null avoids that.
Yeah,
got a tattoo.
Yeah, exactly. So that was really cool.
And you actually get to hear his real name,
John Donnie.
Like that. I was like, oh, John Wick, way easier to say.
I thought for a second too, I was like, oh, it's Angelica Houston's John Wick's mama.
I mean,
right? maybe
she could be, we don't know yet.
But I was like, how cool is that to get Angelica Houston to play this role?
Her character's name is the director.
Well, she was directing things, literally. Yeah.
A member of the Ruska Roma and protector of John Wick, is what it says.
She's protecting John Wick?
She's the protector of John Wick.
But, like, that's the cool thing about these movies, too. It gives you more info, but when it gives you more info, it opens up, like, more questions, like... Now John Wick came from this like weird school of orphan assassins that they're just training from a young age. It's like, fucking give me all that story. Give me, like, you don't even have to make it a movie. Like, give me a book. Give me a book about that fucking school, dude. And it's John Wick's coming up through that school, because that would have been awesome. And you could tell Angelica Houston's character had like a fondness for him, but was still pissed. It's like, I can't really help you. Because she easily could have said no, but she still did, because there's obviously some type of admiration there or something. Yeah.
You're the best. You're the best, I guess. You get the what he said.
Admiration?
There we go. What he said. Admiration.
There you go.
And then for me, number three, just how much more expansive this thing was, taking you to different locations. It was really cool to see, you know, John in Casablanca in a totally different setting, just killing motherfuckers left and right.
Dude, so many people.
And I loved the dog scenes
so good.
So much. And they did so much with them. It wasn't just like, you know, a sick, you know, sick 'em attack dogs. Like, there was one point, one scene where Hallie's killing one dude while bent over. There's another dude up above her. So the dog jumps on her back, climbs up the wall, and kills the dude up top.
Right in his dick. Right in his dick.
That's fucking awesome.
Just went straight for the dick. 12 feet up, dick shot.
Or that truck that pulls up right there at the end, and the dudes are about to, and the dogs hop in. You just see blood go across the windshield.
Yeah, they're like, well, I guess we'd have to take this one because they fucked that one up. I'm not scooping that guy out.
Yeah. But like you said earlier, I was a little disappointed that they seemed to play up the showing you the gold being smelted right there, being formed into the coins. And I was like, and especially when they're fighting their way back through it, I was like, somebody's going to get dipped in this.
Like, even if he gets shot into it.
Yes.
Or something. Like, yes. Or there's a, like, one of the things is hanging above and he shoots it and it, like, pours out on the guy. Like, anything. I was like, please God, just someone get molted here.
It's gonna happen in the fourth one.
It has
to
now.
It's gonna be slow. It's gonna be he's hand to hand combating with somebody right next to one, and he slowly pushes like half of his head into it.
I want to be a multifaceted. I want to be hand to hand combat, and the guy's got a gun. He's trying to like do the whole John Wick thing where he's like forming, and he dips his hand in the fucking in the gold, and it melts the gun to his hand or something. Mm-hmm. And so then he's guy's fighting with a molten gun hands, and John's fucking him up, and he gets like. Kicks a bucket onto his side, and he's like molten side guy now. Yeah. And then he like finally dips his head in it. You know, he pulls up, and it's just like his head just goes bleh off. Whatever it was, like I don't care. I want it to happen.
But my one surprise thing, it's not just that they immediately announce that they're doing a John Wick 4, which they've already slated for 2021. Was it?
Yeah.
But it was the Winston shooting him. Like it did come out of nowhere. It just happened. But I still think that. Winston did it knowing that John Wick would survive, and then the fourth movie you're going to find out that he will help John get rid of the high table because it benefits him.
And, it does.
And he's all the Continentals as well, because then the Continentals can kind of rule their own territory, or whoever owns. Does somebody own all the Continentals?
Well, we know there's managers of them.
They're managers, but,
yeah. But I think the high table does technically.
You think the high table does,
or at least.
They work because they did mention during the movie that, you know, you've worked well with us for so long, blah, blah, blah.
Like, someone who's got to own him is just, it's not Winston, apparently.
Yeah.
He's having to be managed. Halle Berry is the manager of the other one.
Yeah.
Right. So,
and she took that job from them. So, like, you know.
So it could be very well. It probably is very well that the high table actually owns him. But it'd be cool to see that, you know, he wants that job. He obviously likes that job. It's a very cush job for him.
Plus, he has a dope ass fucking panic room.
Dope ass panic room.
Good lord.
Which was another fantastic scene in this whole entire movie. Another down scene where the action happens, they find out that their regular bullets can't do shit, so they both retreat back to the panic room, and the concierge is just like armor piercing, and John's just like, good.
He's like, slugs. He's like, okay. He's like, armor piercing slugs. He's like, yes.
And Winston's just sitting in the background with whatever wine or whatever it is.
But he yells, when he comes in, he yells, Winston, need more firepower.
Yeah. But speaking of that, how fucking fantastic was the crowd reaction when he blows that dude's head off for the first time with a shotgun?
Oh,
when he's up on the shelf and they come in, you're like, okay, how's this going to work, right?
And
boom, instantly the guy's fucking head just blows up. Everyone's like, oh, the whole fucking place is erupting. I was like, God damn it. It's so well done.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
All right, kids. You ready to play our little box office game?
Uh-oh. Sure.
Mike, you ready?
Yep.
Okay. First off, let me open up the other two movies.
$1.
Okay, you're definitely wrong on like all of them.
Nope. I'm betting low.
Okay, we're going to start with the first one.
Fuck.
$1.50?
So first one, I'll give you the budget. Okay. Budget, $20 million. What was the box office for the first movie?
Worldwide?
We'll do worldwide.
I'll do total. 160.
About 160 from Mike?
Yeah, remember these violent rated R movies don't really...
They're not like billion-dollar movies.
So $160 million is what you're going with?
Yeah.
I think for the first one, it was probably higher than that for a global box office. I'm going to go with $300 million.
$88 million.
Oh, Jesus.
That's it?
Yep.
That was it.
Remember, it came out of nowhere, though.
But yeah.
Out, but still had Keanu Reeves in it. And
yeah. Well, Keanu Reeves kind of like, I'm not going to say faded in any way.
See, I would have guessed like $88 million domestically. I thought someplace overseas would have blown it up a little bit.
All right.
Must not have gotten China.
Second one. Budget, $40 million. What was the worldwide box office?
I'll go, since I got way over, I'll go 130. That's
what. 130 from Michael.
Okay, Joseph. So since the original one was 88.8,
technically
speaking. I would say that now that people know about how good the first one was, they definitely wanted to see the second one, so we probably take a pretty decent jump. I'm going to double it and say about 170 million.
Joseph wins. 171.5.
Dang, I should have stick with my 160.
Yep. All right. Obviously, clearly, we don't have total numbers yet. Right. We just have weekends and week of box office. But I'll give you the budget first for Parabellum. $55
million. I like how they're keeping them. I know to say something.
They went up. Like, they doubled, and then they only went up by $15 million the second
keeping
time.
It, like, a modestly, it's just, like, gives it. You don't get room to get crazy and overthink yourself. So yeah. I like how they're keeping the budgets modest.
Okay. So knowing that's a $55 million budget, what is the first week's take so far? We're not even full week yet, technically, but first weekend take so far worldwide.
I'll probably say 90 mil.
90 mil from Michael.
I would say 100 mil.
100 mil. I will... I'm not going to say yet what it is. Remember, it beat out Endgame.
Right.
To take number one for the weekend, not just Friday, but weekend. Do you want to adjust?
No.
Mike's at 90.
Yeah, because I think that only took probably around 60 mil domestically to beat Avengers in its third or fourth.
Yeah, thing, so. I don't think it had to have done that much in order to do it, to take out Endgame. I'm still sticking with 100.
Joseph wins again. 105.5 million.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Speaking of Endgame, what is that at now?
Total? Ugh. Owns all the money in the world.
I spelled Avengers wrong. Worldwide total so far. Oh, it hasn't actually. It's not that much. I mean, say, not that much higher. Anyone want to guess?
Well, this is the part where it slows down in the numbers.
Yeah. Want to guess? Any guesses?
No.
$2.6 billion.
So ridiculous,
right?
Yeah.
Can I have a slice of that just to pay off my student loans? All I want to do, pay off my student loans.
Mind you, we're just about to hit the month mark.
The month mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It hasn't been in theaters yet for a month, and it's at $2.623 billion.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's stupid. So anyways, if you guys couldn't tell, we really enjoyed John Wick Chapter 3, Parabellum, and definitely cannot wait for the fourth one, and the fifth one, and the sixth one, and all the other ones that come after.
I kind of, though, I want him to take down the high table and just...
Call it quits?
Give him a happy ending, where he's just sitting on a beach
somewhere.
Someone
just whacks him off?
Yeah.
Good job, buddy.
I didn't mean like a massage happy ending.
Oh.
Took him a sec. He was like, why is that funny?
No, it didn't take me a second. It was literally like, he's literally making a masturbation joke, isn't he? And then then I just hear, I was like, yeah, he's making a masturbation joke.
Can you imagine though? He's like, kills that dude in the desert, the elder, and just like sits down. The guy comes up like, well,
you win, I really sir. Expected him to kill him.
You want a left hand or right hand?
And I was just like, all right, well, how does he kill everyone here? But he didn't. But he's going to.
Oh, he going to. And it's gonna be gloriously violent. I almost guarantee it. Let's see what else we got. News-wise, shit ton of Star Wars stuff flooded the internet this morning.
You guys should really talk about Game of Thrones because that's
why you haven't seen Game of Thrones.
I don't give a fuck. I don't have a plan on.
We don't want to spoil it for you,
right? Yeah, totally spoil it for him.
Spoiler. Do you guys see the new Child's Play poster? They did another one?
No.
With Slink Dog?
Yeah. Slinky is, he's roasting the back half of Slinky over a fire. But the best part is, so I'll pull it up real quick. It is. I mean, you saw the last one, right? Like the first one they did?
The poster?
Yeah.
I believe I did. It was the warehouse scene?
So
where the I think it's an empty box sitting on the.
That's the first one they did.
Oh no, I didn't see that one.
Yeah,
that's
the best part is.
Fucking
this one came out when they released this poster, literally the same day that the first big story trailer for Toy Story 4 came out. Then yesterday the final story trailer for or trailer number 4 for Toy Story 4 comes out, right? And they release this.
They're just fucking with Pixar at this point, right?
Dude, yeah. Well, because they're both stories about toys coming to life.
Yeah, but you wouldn't think that they would be able to use like such
so blatant, yeah.
Blatant imagery.
Like clearly that's a cowboy doll.
Yes.
And then clearly that's a Slinky dog.
Yes.
And the thing is Slinky dog looks just like Slinky.
Yeah.
It's like, bruh, what are you doing?
But what's wrong with you? Even has like that little chip out of the hat.
Yeah, dude, it'll fuck around, man. It's so funny to me. Get the balls on these guys.
Right?
Makes me just so happy. The movie's probably gonna be garbage, but it makes me laugh at what they're doing with it.
Yeah, it could be good. You never know.
It could be. I mean, you know. I guarantee the voice is gonna be amazing.
Yeah, because it's what's his name?
It's the Joker.
Yeah,
Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill. There we go.
Luke Skywalker. Oh, hey, here's another Stephen King book being made into a movie. By the way,
another one.
Technically, it's a Richard Bachman book, but
okay.
The Long Walk, which I didn't know what was actually about, by the way, until I read the synopsis.
No clue either.
So The Long Walk is, let me get the actual description because I'm going to fucking butcher it.
All right.
Because I had no idea what it was about. I just remember seeing like the road, like the book cover had like a picture of a road and like a blood and like sneakers on the ground. So the story takes place in a dystopian future where 100 boys are selected for a long walk. They have to maintain speed of 4 miles an hour and receive fewer than 3 warnings an hour. Break the rules and they're shot dead. The last one standing, however, gets whatever he wants for the rest of his life. Despite the stakes, the boys form an unlikely camaraderie along the journey. That's the premise of this book. Oh.
No, what? I got something in my eye and it's been bothering me for like the past 20 minutes.
Is it your eye?
No. It's in between my eye and my eyelid.
Oh, fair enough.
It's probably an eyelash.
Your contact lens? Is it your contact lens?
My contact lens. That I don't wear.
That's what I say. Why are you putting contacts? You don't need them. You weirdo.
Bothering the fuck out of my eye. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty pretty exciting. And it's I don't know how to pronounce this dude's name that's directing it. It's Andre and then some crazy last name that starts with what looks to be a zero.
Okay.
That?
Overdahl?
Overdahl is I think, but Overdahl. I think like I don't know how you pronounce it as a zero.
Is that Swedish?
It definitely sounds Swedish. But he's the guy that did the autopsy the autopsy of Jane Doe. And then he's directing the Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah. So it's just going to be kind of fucked up, I believe. But that's the third movie, technically not out yet, of an adaptation for him. So he has It Chapter 2, which will all be out later this year, and Salem's Lot. So those are three movies right now. There's fucking TV shows all over the place right now.
Right.
Oh, did you see one of the head writers from Game of Thrones is going to the Lord of the Rings show on the Amazons?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah. Like one of the main writers.
That's cool. I just wish that they'd be done with that by now, because I swear to God that's been in production for 5 years.
So fucking long. But I mean, they're really going after it. So like, I'm kind of glad they're taking the time away.
Absolutely. That's one thing that I like about Amazon is that it seems like out of all of the services that are out there, they're really allowing the content creators to take their time and get things done.
Yeah, right. They're definitely going after it for sure.
Yeah, and they're really putting their money behind it. Honestly, I think it's because Jeff Bezos just is like, look, you know, this stuff should be, you know, pretty fucking awesome. Like, the reason why he saved the Expanse, this is a you know, fucking awesome concept and show and really well done. Let's put it on some place that where the actual writers, directors, and everybody can just take their time and do it. I absolutely love Man in the High Castle. And there's still one more season left of that, isn't there?
The last season, I believe.
Yeah, because there's one more season left to figure out what the fuck is going on. But it's an absolutely just phenomenally done show. And I don't think that it would have done so well on any other network. The only thing that I don't like is that I don't feel that Amazon advertises as much as other companies do these properties.
I will say this, though, for them, it seems like they've changed that, because Good Omens, which comes out the end of this month.
Yeah, that's true. I have seen a lot of
Good Omens. I saw commercials for it, like on TV.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. Like, you see that stuff, like, I've seen Man in the High Castle stuff in, like, ads, like, on YouTube when it comes up. I've seen that stuff. I've YouTube seen banners or, stuff, whatever.
Yeah, like, the, or just in real life stuff, I've seen, there was the posters or something like on a subway in New York. Or,
yeah.
You know, people were complaining about it because it actually showed the Nazi symbol on their, the swastika.
Well, there, and here in Phoenix, but there was a billboard for Man in the High Castle.
But what I'm saying is you don't see very many actual commercials and stuff for it.
Yeah.
You don't see them pushing them in any type of format that your layperson would sit there and watch. Yes, you had the YouTube stuff. Yes, you had, you know, billboards and stuff here and there, but it was, you know, you didn't see commercials for it or anything. But yeah, now with Go to Omens, I'm actually seeing commercials.
Yeah.
Even like, I think I saw one on Hulu.
Yeah, it might have been.
Even like Comedy Central or something like
that. I saw it on ESPN.
Yeah.
I was like,
super weird. That is super weird.
The fuck? I was like,
but that's good.
Yeah.
That they're actually pushing it.
My dad's like, what is Good Omens? I was like, I'm not even going to explain this to you. Like, it's not.
Right.
Not going to happen.
But seeing the commercials for it makes me want to watch it, and I can't wait for it to come out.
Mike, did you see they announced the name for the Minions sequel?
I didn't.
The Rise of Gru?
You get Young Gru?
You do get Young Gru.
Nah.
You got hair.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. That's how he was at the end of the first Minion movie.
Yep. So that's pretty fun. I saw that. I was like, okay. Next year, July 3rd, 2020. See, because I know you're huge. Here's Brian Cogman joins Lord of the Rings for Amazon.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he's a consultant, too. That's kind of cool. Maybe they are done writing it then. Maybe he's going. I didn't read the whole article. I just saw the headline.
That maybe he's just being a consultant. But yeah. They're done writing it. They probably start shooting it by now. They have.
I know they're in like early pre-production stuff.
Yeah.
Probably ramp it up and hear about actors and stuff attached to it pretty soon. Like, nope. There we go. Blah 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 blah.
And to me, there really hasn't been any large announcements in any type of.
No, I mean, it's just movies. Like
there's like, yeah, there's some reviews out for. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which I haven't read yet because reviews suck.
Well, apparently all of the reviews right now are just impressions because Quentin Tarantino asked everybody to not review the movie.
Oh, so they're not even full reviews?
No, they're just impressions from the Cannes premiere?
Was that Cannes? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think some of the stuff is coming out of Cannes, yeah.
Yeah.
Brightburn has been reviewed. I don't know.
Aladdin's been reviewed.
Yeah. The only thing that I got a little excited about this past week, reading about, is that Coca-Cola is bringing back Coke,
new Coke
flavor because of Stranger Things.
Yep.
And I was never, because that came out in 1985, something like that.
Somewhere
like
the, there, yeah.
Because that's supposed to be around the year when this
movie, or this series happens.
Season three happens of Stranger Things. So I was too young to have New Coke, and I've always only heard about New Coke. So, Mike, when that comes out, let us know, or buy us some, because I'd like to see. I want to see what New Coke tastes like.
I'm on it.
I've always wondered what, because have you ever tried it?
No, I was. Yeah. Well, if I did, I was at the time like 5 or 6, so I probably don't remember it. Because like back then, like when you're young, your taste buds don't work that well. You just taste sugar, and so like I just probably tasted sugar, and I'm like, "This is awesome," and they're like, "No, this sucks." I'm like, "Yeah, it sucks."
Yeah.
Probably. Like, fuck you, Coke.
New Coke sucks. Bring back the classic. And then
where's the cocaine?
That's super classic.
I want the one from the 70s where people get high. Oh, my teeth to go numb for a different reason.
Super Coke classic. Back when it was medicinal.
Oh, man. Back in the day when it was like 30% Coke?
Yeah.
They somehow made bubbles work in Coke?
Yeah. So that was the only thing that I got excited about when I read that. I was like, oh, I get to watch Stranger Things and try new Coke for the first time.
Did they say it's coming out at the same time? I know they said it was a cross promotion for it.
Well, the way they made it sound was not like on the same day, but they will be releasing it sometime soon. And it'll probably be a limited run, much like
Pepsi?
Crystal Pepsi, that's what it was.
Clear, that's called Sprite. Oh, no, it's coming back at the same time. Oh, is it? There's an ad for it with Stranger Things?
Was there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's hilarious. Oh, that's pretty cool. July 4th, by the way.
Oh, this does have, yeah, July 4th.
Yeah, it says right here. Yeah, July 4th, which is super rad, but also that's a busy week because Spider-Man Far From Home is that Tuesday.
Don't care. I mean, I care, but I don't care.
Oh, no. It's limited.
Yeah.
500,000 cans.
Oh, I didn't know that limited.
Yeah.
We ain't getting it,
guys. Does it say any type of distribution? It
says approximately 500,000 cans of New Coke will be made available to the public. Consumers will have the chance to buy it online as part of a package at CokeStore.com/1985. Or at the company's worldwide Coca-Cola week of June 3rd on select days.
Never mind. I guess we're going to try and buy it online. What was it? Coke?
CokeStore.com/1985. It says the company will also unveil limited edition packages of original Coke with Stranger Things designs, as well as launching an ad in movie theaters. The ad directed by the Duffer Brothers is a remake of the original 1985 ad for New Coke, starring the kids from... Fuck.
The website even has a time. Join us at CokeStore.com on Thursday, May 23rd at 5 p.m. Eastern as we flash back to 1985. What's 5 p.m. Eastern here?
That'd be 3 hours difference, so 2.
So 2 p.m. on the 23rd.
It's the 23rd of what day of what month?
May 23rd.
Tomorrow?
What?
Dick bags.
Tomorrow dick at 2? I'm off at tomorrow at 2.
You're always off.
Tomorrow at 2?
Yeah.
Guess I know what I'm doing tomorrow at 2.
Besides masturbating?
Besides masturbating.
Get some Coke.
Getting some new Coke.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah, maybe. 500,000 cans. Jesus Christ.
Well, I want to see what the bundle is, too.
Sons of bitches. Mike, you failed us once again.
Limited edition Pride collection. Sorry. Oh. Yep. That is pretty much what you would expect.
Is it a rainbow?
Yeah.
Can?
Well, it's like rainbow merchandise of Coca-Cola.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Is that a water bottle for Coke?
Yep.
That's funny.
Coca-Cola Pride stainless steel water bottle. They sell water.
Yeah, Dasani.
Yeah.
I completely agree with you. Yeah, I think that's it. I think we're wrapping it up. A lot of Star Wars pictures were released this week, today, or last night, or whatever it was.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, I care, but I don't care.
He doesn't care at all.
Don't really care. I'll care when I actually see those still pictures move.
You mean the movie?
There we go.
Okay, just checking. I was like, he's gonna make a slide. You gonna print him out and do a slideshow? Like, just flick him.
It could work.
Not really. They're not. They're not like they don't. They're not in sequence. They're just like images, and then a different image completely, just like away from everything.
I've seen movies like that. They don't make sense. They're not good.
Okay, all right, man.
Still called a movie.
Fair enough. Anyhow, yeah, that's it for this week's episode. Comes naturally, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. As usual, you fuckers just came naturally.